The staff, management, and on-air talent at this podcast have been genetically modified. Approach with caution.
To the attention of the Hanging Out with the Old Fellas podcast and all who sail in here. Dear Attrick brothers, Jerry and Barry, I send my heartfelt greetings to the colonies and to all those transported hitherto. As your sovereign, it is my solemn and sincere responsibility to express my deep sorrow that your podcast has found the need to cast nasturtiums upon His Royal Highness's most regal prostate merely for the purposes of tawdry populist entertainment and the construction of puerile double entendre. You also seem to prefer that Prince Frederick, King of the Danes, and his common convict consort. Bloody European upstarts. As a result, it is my regrettable duty to inform these Attrick siblings, and most specially, the colonist so named of Jerry Yamaka Attrick, that he be forthwith expelled from the close acquaintance to the Imperial Royal Family of Great Britain, Wales, Northern Ireland, and Guernsey. Yours with a heavy heart, Charles III Rex, Buckhouse, London, SW1A1AA, UK, yes, etc., etc. Oh, blast! These bloody pens! I've got ink all over my crotch! Oh, someone! Look, I've got ink all over. Mummy?
A 7, 8, 1, 2, 3.
My last guess. When oxygen is just out of my breast.
The old fella!
I'll be craving O2 in my veins. Let's hope the pain. Cause at that final life transaction, I'll have to be alert. Cause as they're chucking shovel loads of dirt onto my coffin, I'll whinge they dress me up in the wrong floral skirt.
Barry!
Jerry!
Barry, it's a complete disaster!
It wasn't me, Jerry. I wasn't there.
This could be the end of civilization as we know it.
Maybe it was me.
No, Barry, you're off the hook this time, old son. Let me tell you, hangers and danglers, this is the collapse of Western Europe on a grand scale. Camembert cheese is going extinct.
You don't mean?
Yes, it's true, Barry. The little bacteria that the French have used for over 200 years to make the mouldy bit on the outside of the camembert.
I do love the mouldy bit. Yes. Every time I look in the mirror.
Well, it's going extinct.
Am I? Why didn't someone tell me?
No, not you, Baz. No, this is important. This is French camembert.
I'm predicting a rerun of the French Revolution.
The return of the guillotine.
That's a pretty extreme way to cut the cheese.
But effective. So what the hell are we going to do, Barry?
Take chocolates to dinner parties?
The French Ministry for Condiments, Mould and Avoiding Revolution is in a panic.
Well, so they should be. It's this sort of thing that starts wars.
They're trying to work up a new bacteria to replace the old bacteria, but it's touch and go.
Touch and go, like the last bit of brie on the cheese plate?
Actually, Barry, you raise an important point there because it's not just camembert that's on the chopping block.
Good. I like variety.
No, it's also brie and some varieties of blue cheese looking down the barrel.
The cracker barrel?
The cracker barrel, exactly.
Bloody hell. Next you'll be telling me those little wafer-thin dry cheese bickies are going extinct as well.
You never know, Baz, you never know. All depends on the wafer-thin dry cheese bicky bacteria, I suppose. But never fear, the French have their bacteria labs working on the problem as we speak.
In partnership with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, Jerry?
Ooh, the Asians aren't really into cheese, Baz.
I rest my case, Your Honour.
Oh, and speaking of Your Honour...
Something else that's going extinct.
The Great Melbourne Law Court's hack.
They're all hacks.
Well, Barry, the overseas hackers have broken into the digital archives of the Victorian courts.
And all the hackers died of boredom?
No. No, these overseas hackers have now got their hands on some very, very sensitive information.
Oh, dear. Well, you know what that means, don't you?
Total breach of privacy, Barry.
All them magistrates will be getting those emails now. Mm. Dear judging person, we have some bad news for you. We have video of you not paying attention during cross-examination.
Falling asleep during your own sentencing?
Picking your nose, scratching your butt, and making pickled sandwiches during the prosecution summing up.
Precisely, Barry.
So, dear judging person, we will release the footage unless you place several billion drachma in Bitcoin at Swiss deposit box account 555666000004.
Do not reply to this email because it is a bit silly.
All the crims and the lawyers start getting those suspect Chinese phone calls.
你是一个非常调皮和愚蠢的人，闻起来像猫尿。
You know, Jerry, I thought all this Victorian courtroom information was just part of the exchange Chairman Dan made in his Chinese Belt and Road deal.
Oh, you're probably right there, Baz. Yes, all this is no big deal. Just the media trying to whip it up into some sort of scandal.
Typical.
When there's no scandal at all.
Nothing to see here, ladies and gentlemen.
Get on with your lives, citizens.
And just ignore those wacky phone calls from the Chinese embassy.
Yep, when they come knocking at your front door,
just slam the screen in their face.
Yes, yes, that's the way to deal with these hackers.
你是一个非常调皮和愚蠢的人。闻起来。 Grumpy's ginger beer, the ultimate answer to the ultimate questions. Questions like, what's the thing with bottoms? Like, why do we even call it the bottom? Shouldn't it be called the halfway down but not quite? I mean, isn't our real bottom on the soles of our feet? But that would mean every podiatrist is actually a proctologist. So many mysteries. Fortunately, True Refreshment is no mystery. Grumpy's Ginger Beer, original, chilli, lime and bitters, or blueberry. Slap one on your lips and drain it right to the bottom, or the soles of its feet. Just make sure you take the cap off. Grumpy'sGingerBeer.com.au. Everybody chill.
Door in their face. You heard about the man who ran through a screen door, didn't you?
No.
Strained himself.
Poor guy.
Oh, now, Barry, Australia is pop music central right at the moment.
Oh, yes. The summer of 24. We've got Taylor touring.
We've got Blink.
We've got Pink.
Rise Against.
We had the Fooz not that long ago.
Apparently, your ticket for Taylor Swift could scan correctly and get you into the Blink 182 show across the road.
Really?
Yep.
Well, imagine if that happened to the band. Mm. Blink songs all done in girl pop style.
Or even worse, Taylor going pop punk speed.
I don't know, Jerry. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it seems to work.
Yeah. Swift punk. Mm. I like it. Mm. Although, it'd mean she'd have to go back and remake all her albums.
Yeah, yeah, she'd never do that. Oh, and speaking of going over the past, they found it!
Yes, they did.
After a worldwide search,
they've found Paul McCartney's ass.
Paul McCartney's ass?
That's what I read in the Misprint Daily.
Oh, well, Misprint Daily, what else do you expect?
I thought it was very strange. Mm. Like, I know Paul McCartney lives on a farm in Scotland, but to think he's got a donkey that's gone all AWOL...
Paul McCartney's wandering ass.
I thought Paul had lost track of his mule.
Oh, Barry, let me tell you, Paul McCartney keeps a very close eye on his mule. I mean, ever since that 1980 incident at Tokyo Airport...
Misplaced his mule, did he?
Oh, yeah. Look, I think we can put this misprint to bed, Barry. They found Paul McCartney's lost bass.
He had a bass guitar escape from the farm and go AWOL.
No, seriously, Barry. This is one of the most significant instrument finds in the history of rock music.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
Boom. The original Hofner bass that Paul McCartney used in the Beatles got stolen out the back of a truck in 1972. and now it's been found.
And what about Paul McCartney's ass? Has that been found?
Let me assure you, Baz, Paul McCartney's ass is firmly attached to its original moorings.
Well, that's put my mind at rest.
Good.
Because I can imagine that there are plenty of rock memorabilia nerds out there who wouldn't mind getting their hands on a piece of Paul McCartney's ass.
Yes, well, thank God that wasn't in the truck in 1972. So, next story.
Yes?
The Mighty Elbow!
Well, that's a natural segue.
He's getting married!
Well, there goes his entire election platform.
Yes, he's giving up on the single life to marry financial analyst Jody Hayden.
I thought he was married back during the election.
He was, but just not to Jody.
Oh. Oh, right.
And typical Albo, he proposed to his gorgeous little sweetheart on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Albo, you're such a romantic, mate.
Yep. While enjoying the backyard view across the harbour at Kirribilli House, he slipped the ring on her.
On a finger, I hope.
Oh, we can only hope.
Yes, he's a bit of an unco, the old Albo.
I'd hate to think that he tripped over at the last minute and slapped the ring up her nose or something.
Or in her ear.
Around her neck.
Lasso style.
An innocent Valentine's Day proposal that results in permanent disfigurement.
Yeah, but it'd make great social media content.
Ooh, yeah. Imagine that on TikTok.
It'd push out all the cat videos.
Yes, all them cats on their back legs as they pee into the toilet, then freaking themselves out in the vanity mirror and falling into the half-full bath.
Yes, cats tap dancing Mozart's rondo running across the keyboard.
And the Mighty Albo needs a bit of that TikTok action. He's slipping behind in the polls.
Slipping behind?
Yep.
Oh, just like all those pole-dancing cats. Ah, well, a midterm wedding for the Prime Minister.
Mm.
That usually causes a bit of a poll rebound, just like the cats.
Yes, yes. Albo spent ages trying to decide which taxpayer-funded back lawn to propose on. Kirribilli, the lodge, Kirribilli, the lodge.
And which taxpayer-funded facility to host the reception.
And which taxpayer-funded overseas jaunt to pass off as a working honeymoon.
I'm guessing Hawaii.
Ooh, yes, yes, Hawaii. That's a Prime Ministerial favourite. Mighty Albo. He always lands on his feet.
Maybe he is a cat.
It's funny, isn't it, Barry? The more you vote for change, the more things stay the same.
The old fellas! The old
fellas! Yes, it's me. I'm a hoarder. I got rooms stacked full to the rafters. I got food in my larder. More than 10 years old. It's rock hard, yeah.
Obviously, I can keep my room stacked with newspapers. You will see, it's a dangerous thing just to walk my hallway. Tripping hazards everywhere, but don't you dare. I'll show you. Just do not screw with my catalogue system.
It will blow your mind.
Color-coded alphabetically.
By historical time.
Go take a look in my bathroom. Sleep all night sitting upright. It's a little tight in the spare room. So much junk stored in there. Just find somewhere
you can rest your mind.
But you'll have to share with an old bike from my childhood.
Bits of hair from my barber. Every room stacked full. I'm a hoarder. Up the stairs in the parlor, there's a stone statue of my mother.
Bloopers!
Well, here we go. Barry! Well, that's a good start. That's a bloody good start. He's cracked up before we've even...
I tried so hard.
Yes. Was it too many exclamation marks on the page?
Without a doubt.
Oh, dear.
Without a doubt.
I'll try it again.
It's just, yeah, your pants fell down when you
said
it.
Oh, is that what it was? Yes. Oh, hang on. Excuse me, viewers. It's just as well this isn't...
You sound better that way.
Oh, do I?
Sans pants.
My voice dropped about an octave, did it?
It did.
It'll go another octave if I take my undies off. Oh, dear.
All right.
Okay.
Back to the level.
Yes. Barry! Sorry, I buggered that up. I was sort of a bit too far in the back of my throat there. Barry, it's a complete disaster!
It wasn't me, Jerry. I wasn't there.
This could be the end of civilization as we know it.
Oh, maybe it was me.
No, Barry, you're off the hook this time, old son. Let me tell you, hangers and danglers, this is the collapse of Western Europe on a...
On a scrange gale.
On a scrange gale, yes. Camembert cheese is going extinct.
You don't mean...
Yes, it's true, Barry. The little bacteria which the French... We said the Chinese. Why would I say the Chinese? The Asians hate cheese. It's also brie and some varieties of blue cheese looking down the barrel. What?
Good line. Right. I just couldn't say it. I was going to laugh. Oh, so okay. I just thought I'd turn and nod in acknowledgement.
And you get yourself ready, settled for the line. Okay, yes. Here we go.
All right. And all the hackers died of boredom?
No, no. These overseas hackers have got...
Have now got their hands...
Bit of a typo there.
Oh, I thought it was a bit Scottish.
Bloody
have
Mavis.
Have now got their hands
bloody
on...
Bloody Mavis and her deformed little finger. She left the W off.
Off the little finger?
That too.
Yes. I did roll the tongue and the drachma.
Drachma, well, that was very good. Yes, yes, you've been practicing rolling
again.
Your R's, have you?
Yes, don't expect that again.
As you walk down the hallway.
Swiss deposit box account 555-666-0004.
Do not reply to this email because it... Do not reply to this email because it is a bit silly. Okay. Do not reply to this email because...
Swift punk.
I like it.
I like it too.
I'll just jump in with your line. Sorry, mate.
That's okay. It was right. I could have kept going with that.
Swift punk. I like it.
Yeah.
The original Hofner bass that Paul McCartney used in the Beatles got stolen out the back of a truck in 1972. Right.
What a year that was.
Yes. Yes. Big year for stealing basses.
Mm.
Just ask
the New York Yankees
or the Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Oh, we're racking up the ad libs for the bloopers. Okay, so now
I'm back. And the county judge will search forevermore for the Ruman.
What did he say? He's not talking about drugs, is he?
Marijuana.